response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
I don't ever want to hear the word late Nazi come out of another Democrat mouth as long as I live.
Yeah.
Because I got two words for you, Graham and Plattner.
Yeah.
Now, think about this for a minute, and I haven't seen anybody else notice this. Janet Mills, the very liberal governor of Maine, mm-hmm. who is running for the U.S. Senate as a Democrat in Maine, dropped out when Graham Plattner hit 61% in the polls. She gave up, right? She said, I'm done. Yeah. Well, since then, we've had all of these incredible disclosures about Graham Plattner, including the mainstream media finally admitting, including MS Now and CNN, yes, that is a Totenkopf tattoo, and yes, he knew what it was when he got it, and he knew what it was when he kept it on his body for 18 years. They have admitted that. They got dragged kicking and screaming, but they did lied a lot, you know, but finally did admit that. Okay, so you would think that support for Plattner would have gone down. It went up, right? So where do we start? A little over a month ago, 61%. Janet Mills drops out. He won by 73% yesterday. So the more they learned about his background, the fact that he's a self-described communist, the more they liked him. This is a watershed moment for the Democrat Party.
Yeah. Well, not only has he got the Nazi tattoo, but he's also many accusations about, abusing women.
Yeah.
You know, boy, where have we heard this before, you know?
I guess Me Too doesn't count if you're accusing a Democrat man. Then it's just okay with me.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. She should have worn shorter, longer shorts. I don't know. So, unbelievable there. And folks need to watch this because here's what's really interesting. We were told, and it is true, that Chuck Schumer, Democrat, basically head of the Democrat Party in the Senate, that he was funding Janet Mills' campaign. He was doing opposition research on Graham Plattner. A lot of the research we saw early on was from the Democrats, actually. That's how we know about the Nazi tattoo. We didn't do that. Now, here's what's weird. We've now found out that there's two Democrat Socialists of America members who recruited Graham Plattner. And we're now finding out that, it seemed like he came out of nowhere. Well, the millions of dollars that backed him also came from Chuck Schumer. That broke yesterday. Damn. So this idea that Democrat Socialists of America are like they're out there, they're taking on the old guard of the Democrat Party, they're taking over, the old guard can't do anything about it. No, they're funding it. Because they're socialists, too. This is so revealing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's terrifying. And let me tell you what, this is why we need the SAVE Act, Lee.
Yep.
Because this is not your granddaddy's Democrat Party. They get power, it's going to get bad.
I guess this isn't even your uncle's, Democrat Party anymore.
Yeah, somebody texted me this morning on the text line, we need to send inglorious bastards into Maine. Like, where's Brad Pitt? Let's get him a tank and roll him in there.
Let's buy me some Nazis.
I know. I love how he says Nazi. Well, but in all seriousness, we do. And so losing elections to these people is now going to have incredibly serious consequences. The good news is last night, Susan Collins courageously flipped her vote on the SAVE Act. We got 50 votes now. All we need is John Thune to give us a regular talking filibuster. He doesn't even have to suspend the other one. We just need a regular talking filibuster. J.D. Vance breaks the tie.
Yep.
Because let me tell you what, and I did my podcast on this yesterday. Watch closely the way that the election was just stolen in California.
Mm-hmm.
Watch that closely. Because there's not a thing we can do about it. When people say they've legalized election fraud, they didn't quite do that. But what they did is legalize all the things that make it impossible to detect it. So when they refuse to turn over their voter rolls, refuse to remove anyone from them, when there's 873,000 people that have either died or moved on those rolls, everybody automatically gets mailed a ballot. Everybody is automatically registered. In fact, you have to petition to remove yourself from their roles. They'll mail you a ballot. They send out ballot harvesters. And as Bill Esaley, the Central California District Attorney General for Donald Trump said, because he's from there, he said, Lee, that the problem is once the ballot harvester picks up the ballot, we can't trace it.
Yeah.
There's no mechanism tying that ballot to the voter. So you can very easily just dump a whole, bucket of ballots in if you want. Yeah,
the old chain of custody routine.
Yeah. So when you look at what just happened here, the socialist, Nithya Raman, who's running, she lost her district to Spencer Pratt back when the totals looked real.
Mm-hmm.
And then came from behind and won with what? Homeless votes.
Oh, okay, great.
The most untraceable of all.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
And what can you do? You can turn those ballots in up to 7 days late. What does that mean? Nobody knows when they were cast.
Right.
Can't trace them. Okay, why do I care about this? Because of H.R. 1. That was the first bill filed when Nancy Pelosi took control in 2021. They were swept in with the Biden victory, right? What you're watching in California is the exact same system that was in that bill. Mandatory universal registration that registers you whether you want it or not, whether you're illegal or not. Mandatory mail-in ballots. Everybody gets a ballot automatically mailed to them. Very hard to remove anyone from the rolls for any reason, and it barred voter ID. Can you imagine? Everything would be like California.
Yeah.
Oh, look, the Democrats behind. Well, just wait 7 days. We'll fix that.
Right.
And then when the, boxes of ballots come in, you can't do anything. You can't prove the fraud. By the way, that passed the House. Do you know why it didn't get through the Senate? Filibuster. Yeah, chew on that one.
Yeah, really.
So we are very lucky because we're seeing what they had planned for the entire nation in California as they just casually steal the election from Spencer Pratt's what they did. Mm. He was embarrassing them. He had to go. So they just simply found the votes and removed him. Can you imagine that here in South Carolina? You know what happened? This state go purple. That's what would happen. So This is your demo, okay? We can't have that. And the way to stop it is with the SAVE Act. Let me tell you why. Because if you have to register to vote with ID, okay? In the SAVE Act, yes, you can register by mail. But get this. You've got to physically bring your ID in for your registration to be complete. Well, now we're starting to tighten up the voter rolls.
Right.
And it makes a huge difference. It tightens up absentee balloting too. You can still do that if you're military and some other special cases. It doesn't end it, but it would put an end to the charade in California and keep them from exporting it. So that is why California is so important right now. And I just hope that we can get the pressure on John Thune. Just give us that filibuster. Just let us have the talking filibuster. We got the votes for it now. So this comes down to John Thune.
Great. Confidence is not high.
Well, but the good news is he keeps saying he's not going to do stuff and that's the end and no more. And Donald Trump, to his credit, has managed to push Thune over his red lines multiple times. I mean, he said there was going to be a vote at all. And now we're having multiple votes. So, there's hope.
Yeah.
There's hope.
Hope springs eternal.
Absolutely. Meanwhile, Lee, and I was predicting this. There's just, and it's getting buried, a lot of really good economic news. The economy is going in absolutely the right direction. No, gas prices aren't right now, but they come down a little, but the economy isn't. This is Steve Moore. Last week's blockbuster jobs report, more than 265,000 jobs added, when including upward employment revisions, was very welcome news to almost all Americans. The exception would be the economist of the left who throughout Trump's now 5.5 years in the White House keep getting the economy dead wrong. Real incomes for Americans, which went backward $3,000 under Joe Biden, Lee, up when adjusted by inflation. So you're comparing apples to apples. We lost 3,000 under Biden. They're up by more than 6,000. Median household income up by 3,000. I mean, these are incredible gains.
especially when you consider the headwinds this economy is having to deal with right now.
And it's only going to get better because Trump spent the first year fighting to get the big, beautiful bill through. His entire economic plan is in that bill. And it didn't take effect until January. It's just the way it worked. Yeah. So his economic plan is just starting. We are really only five months into it, really.
Well, this is why Democrats have got to fight so hard in the midterms to stop him, because it has every indication that it will work once we get this whole Iranian situation resolved and the international oil market back on a stable footing here, then that'll make a huge difference.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So, barring some, the Saudi oil fields get blown up by Iran or something, that'd be a worldwide recession. But, barring something crazy like that, we're headed into good economic territory right now. Trump should take more credit for that, because it's really good, and it's only going to get better. Largest tax returns ever given to the American people, massive tax cut on top of it. You're going to start to see factory openings. There's a reason you're seeing manufacturing jobs. They're ticking upward again. That's because of the factory expensing the big, beautiful bill. You're going to see factories opening. It's all going to explode, and it's already happening. But I'll end with this. There is no way businesses add 265,000 jobs when they think the economy is going south. They don't do it because it's going north. So we just need this all to come together by November. Would be nice.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.